Welcome to ERN. We hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome back. It is The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor, and we are giving you more of the extended coverage of our SEMA trade show event for 2016. Our show is brought to you in part by Subaru. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Let's check back into the live stage.
Well, joining us right now on stage is Ari Leyendijk Jr., off-road racer, wild man, and also Bill Koenig, executive vice president, MKW Alloy Wheels, and Hostel Wheels. You guys, obviously, same company, and Ari's racing for you. Give us a little 2 minutes on MKW and Hostel.
I got to say, I like the name Hostel, though, because, you know,
he gets
grabs your attention, right?
Yeah, I like Hostel.
I get Hostel.
Exactly.
Well, that's good. Ari gets Hostel out on the racetrack, and that's why we like having him as a driver.
There you go.
But Ari's been driving for us for the last 2 years under the Hostel brand. He's done a fantastic job, great brand and ambassador, and has been super hard on our wheels, and I think I'll let him tell you how they've held up.
So, how have they held up?
Really well. I mean, it's the lightest off-road wheel that they have, and for all my competition, there's tons of wheel companies out there, so it definitely is one of those things where we put them to a test. I mean, short course off-road racing beats up trucks, equipment, and wheels are definitely a key factor there. They have to stay underneath us.
It is a factor. I mean, I keep seeing posts all the time socially on wheels breaking under a lot of high horsepower, high torque cars, and not to mention off-road vehicles. So it's a real testament to put your name on that kind of wheel, because me as a consumer, when I go out there to buy a wheel, I want to know that it's going to hold up. So that's good to know.
Well, also, I mean, explain the kind of racing you do.
Yeah.
Your vehicle gets airborne a number of times every lap almost, right?
Yeah, so for short course, you always want to run the lowest tire pressure possible for traction. So the trade-off there is when you land off those jumps, you're literally landing on the wheel if you try to gamble with that. So you're landing sideways, you're landing, flat off of 200-foot jumps. So the only thing that's really stopping that impact, when the suspension runs out and when the tire pressure, deflates to zero is the wheel. So the wheel has to be super strong.
What tire pressure are you running?
Somewhere around 12 pounds cold.
12
wow,
pounds?
Cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they get up to about 16. We run an inner liner now. That helps a little bit with longevity of that tire. But, it's pretty insane what these tires go through. And the wheel is super important because, like I said, that's the last thing, last thing standing on that impact.
Right. Well, the wheels have come a long way, obviously, because of technology. And at the end of the day, if we're going fast, like he is racing and he is also racing and I have a Viper ACR. I mean, when you're going fast, you cannot have anything let go, whether it be the tire, the wheel, anything, because your life is in that product's hands.
Yeah, one of the things that we really concentrate on, essentially, is technology and materials. So I'm constantly striving for looking for that next best thing to make something lighter, stronger, and last longer. So we've been working on, magnesium wheels for our RSR brand for the European sports car market. So we introduced a Centerlock GT3 wheel for the Porsche last year. This year we're introducing a 16-pound one-piece forged magnesium for the American muscle car market. So we did 20x10 all the way around on a new Mustang S550, and it came in at like 16 pounds.
What's the biggest wheel you guys make?
Biggest wheel we make is for in the Hostel line. That's a 2414.
Because, you see some of these four-wheel drive trucks these days.
Oh, yeah.
With giant wheels and tires.
26s.
At a certain point, you know.
That's what we do, though.
Yeah, that's what they do. They do it well.
That market is just blowing up. If you really look at this show, it's almost like a truck show now.
Right. It's much more than it has been in the past. So, as far as walking around, I noticed Ari came by a little while ago. You walk around here, do you see something and go, I got to have me one of those? Anything catch your eye?
Well, I know we talked last year about Porsches. He's a Porsche guy. He's got a beautiful Porsche. But, yeah, like you said, it's turned into a little bit of an off-road eccentric, show, which is awesome for me. This new passion of mine in off-road. So it is cool to see a lot of my competition, a lot of trucks out here, and that's kind of what I'm keen to check out here.
Nice. Off-road stuff. How about yourself? And Porsche man.
Yeah, I'm still a diehard Porsche guy. What's interesting this year is there seems to be a lot of air-cooled Porsches here. It's the first time I think I've seen that at SEMA ever.
And
I've been coming for 23 years.
Well, it's 50 years, so it's a big throwback.
It's a throwback. So, from my standpoint, I'm glad to see, that making a little bit of an impact in the national market. But as I kind of said, if you really take a good look around, it's become a truck show. I mean, the off-road segment is huge.
So what's new for you guys? You have a booth inside?
Yeah, we've got a big booth. We got 40x50. We got five cars in there. We've got a big lifted Jeep, big lifted Denali, We've got a Mustang S550 with a bunch of Roush parts on it. We've got a Nissan NX with a body kit and a new BMW M4.
Nice.
That's a good variety.
Yeah. Ari Leyendijk, best of luck. Tell about your season just a little bit. When does it start? When's it over?
Yeah, so the Torque season next year starts in May and ends in September. I might do a little bit of Lucas Oil, Stadium Super Trucks. So basically all things off-road and all short course. No desert stuff yet, but we'll definitely put the hostel wheels to test and hopefully have a good year.
Ari Leyendijk Jr., everybody. Also,
best of luck to you, brother.
Bill thank Koenig, you. MKW Alloys Incorporated. Guys, thank you. Best of luck. Congratulations for making it out to the 50th anniversary of SEMA and getting on our stage here at the Pioneering Performance at Shell. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
There's more coming up here on the Pioneering Performance stage with Shell. We'll be right back.
This show is presented in part by Brembo, the choice of champions. We'll be right back.